This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. My brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the fifth lecture from the series 100 Benefits from Surah Yusuf. Again, the series is 100 Benefits from Surah Yusuf, and this is the fifth lecture. And so far, we covered the last four lectures, 20 of these benefits. So today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will be talking about benefit number 21. And we are dealing with the portion of the story when Yusuf alayhi salam is in Egypt. Like we explained in the last lecture, that Yusuf alayhi salam was sold in the market of slaves as a slave, and he was purchased by a man in Egypt whose name or whose title is Al-Aziz, and he brought him home and he said to his wife, أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعَنَا أَوْ نَتَّخِذَهُ وَلَنَا. Treat him nice, treat him well, we may benefit from him or we may adopt him as a son. Before we begin, I just want to share with you something on the side. كل محنة يقدرها الله على عبد من عباده فيصبر فتنقلب أو تنقلب هذه المحنة دائما إلى منحة من الله سبحانه وتعالى. The meanings of this in English: every hardship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees upon you, qadr, from that time, qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees upon you a hardship, a calamity, and you're patient, you persevere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn that mihna, that hardship, into a grant for your patience. The brothers of Yusuf, they wanted him to be nobody. The envy that they had in their heart drove them to deprive him even from the love of his father. He was patient, sabr. A stranger tells his wife, what? I like him. We may end up adopting him as our son. Not only this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately after that statement, he says, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And when Yusuf alayhi salam reached his full manhood, the level of maturity, he matured, he became a man, we bestowed upon him knowledge and wisdom. Why did we do this? وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Because he was patient. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu made a beautiful statement regarding Al-Aziz, the man who purchased him from the market and brought him home. And he said to his wife, treat him kindly. أفرس الناس ثلاث. هذا الأثر في مستدرك الإمام أبو عبد الله الحاكم النيسابوري. أفرس الناس ثلاث. The people with the best insight. الفراسة هنا that you look at somebody and you what? This person is not normal. He you know, you look at a person and I'm expecting a good future because this person does not look like everyone else. فأفرس الناس ثلاث عزيز مصر. The Aziz, when he brought Yusuf back from the slave market and he said to his wife, أكرمي مثوى. This does not look like a slave at all. This, he does not look like a slave. I can tell that he is not. And I can tell that he has a bright future. And it happened or no? عزيز مصر حينما قال لامرأته أكرمي مثوى. To الرجل الصالح, the righteous man who said to Musa, إني أريد أن أنكحك إحدى ابنتي هاتين على أن تأجرني ثمانية حجج. The righteous man in Midian, where Prophet Musa عليه السلام fled to, he said to Sayyidina Musa, I want you to marry one of my two daughters. He also saw something what? Special about who? Number three, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, radiyallahu anhu. When he named Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he named Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anhu, to be his successor after his death. Afras al-Nasi thalath. Of course, Yusuf was brought up in this palace, learning about Egypt, about how to run a palace. He's being taken care of. And here he is, ready to face the hardest fitna, in my humble opinion. The hardest test Yusuf faced is this test. And subhanAllah, the beautiful thing is, right before it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ. We bestowed upon him what? Knowledge. Because one of the best tools that can help you deal with your tests is knowledge, if you have the knowledge. Ibn Abbas has a very famous statement. He said, الشيطان is he hates the scholars. He hates the people of knowledge. Because a regular abid, somebody who worships, but he does not know the deen, is easy to deceive by shaitan. And you always read these stories about Bani Israel, that this abid, he got out of his sanctuary and then he ended up committing adultery and so forth. Easy to fall. But a scholar, someone with knowledge, shaitan will have a very hard time with him. يعني, there is a famous righteous predecessor. He was walking in the desert and shaitan wanted to deceive him. He said, Ya Abd al-Qadir, his name I believe is Abd al-Qadir. Ya Abd al-Qadir, Ana Rabbuk, I am your Lord and I'm telling you not to pray anymore. He said, go to hell, you are shaitan. He told him that. هذا كلام يعني ما يعني. فالعالم علم is needed to deal with the fitness. And subhanAllah, a lot of people, they are in the midst of the fitness, but because they lack the knowledge, they think actually this is good. This is good. The scholar sees the fitna before it comes. But the people who do not have the knowledge, they see the fitna after it departs. After it has what? Caused what? Damage. العالم يرى الفتنة. He knows that this is a fitna. You know, stay away from it. وهكذا. فلتس سي why this fitna is the hardest. What fitna are we talking about to begin with? Huh? The fitna of women being seduced by a beautiful, prestigious woman. First of all, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But before we go to the Prophet, let's deal with the Quran. Look, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنْ النِّسَاءِ. Beautified for people the love of the followings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think 6 or 7 are in the verse. في سورة آل عمران. The first of the list is what? Women. And of course, once we say women, that means what? Huh? Vice versa. When we speak about men, by the way, we mean women. Unless there is a text that takes the women out of what we're talking about. Huh? So we do not have to say women and men at the same time. But we speak about women. لَنْ أَمْرُ النِّسَاءِ the issues of women, بُنِيَ عَلَى السَّتْرِ. Normally you speak about them, تُسْتُرْ. لا تتحدث عن النساء. يعني we talk about men, but at the same time we mean what? The women at the same time. Here is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنه رضي الله عنهما والحديث في صحيح الإمام مسلم. ما تركت فتنة. I have not left a فتنة. أشد على الرجال وفي رواية أضر على الرجال من النساء. I have not left a fitna that is more devastating to the men of my ummah, huh, than what? The women. هذا الكلام, I'm glad we have a lot of youth here. Huh? A lot of youth here today. The women. حديث أبي سعيد في صحيح الإمام مسلم. إن الدنيا والبخاري. إن الدنيا خضرة. This world is greenish. Meaning tempting. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ مُسْتَخْلِفَكُمْ فِيهَا فَيَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah is placing you in this dunya for some years. So to see what you're going to do with the dunya. Huh? Then what? فَاتَّقُوا الدُّنْيَا. Protect yourselves against the dunya. وَاتَّقُوا النِّسَاءَ. And protect yourselves against the fitna of the women. فَإِنَّ أَوَّلَ فِتْنَةِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ كَانَتْ النِّسَاءِ. What got Bani Israel down was what? Was the very thing. فهذه فتنة. طبعا, again, we're still what? We're still proving that this is the hardest fitna that a person faces. Let's tackle it from the concept of what? Of being patient. You remember in a previous lecture we said that there are three types of patience. What was the first type? Sabrun ala. Huh? Assalamu alaikum. I talked about this. Sabrun ala at-ta'a. Jazakallahu khair. Being patient once it comes to what you're commanded to do. Pray 5 times a day, fast Ramadan, pay zakah. You need to have patience, by the way, to do this. Because every day you have to pray 5 times. You cannot come in one day and say, you know, I don't feel like praying today. No. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ. Stabir. You know what stabir? Not wasbir. Wasbir. Not wasbir, wasbir. Wasbir alayha. And make yourself patient. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, اصبروا وصابر حصلي حقوم أصلي. I'm gonna pray. Yes, I'm gonna go pray. You have to be patient. If you don't have patience, you're gonna quit praying. That is why a lot of people who pray for a week or two and then they stop, they don't have patience. طيب هذه واحدة. Number two, the second type of patience is what? صبر عن المعصية. Being patient once it comes to what? To the disobedience. Women. Who does not like to go around and just have fun? Who doesn't? But you have to be what? Haram. Patient. You have to be patient. And then the third type, صبر على القدر. Those are the three types of patience. Qadr, ta'a, disobedience. With the qadr, do you have a choice? I'm asking you, do you have a choice? You don't have a choice. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed this upon you. Whether you like it or not, you're going to have to go through it. You're going to have to go through it. But here is where you have a choice, and that is why it's so difficult. Once it comes to the commands, you have a choice. You have a choice to pray or not to pray. Right? You have a choice to stay away from the haram or not to stay away from the haram. So that is why this fitna is so difficult, because you have a choice. So the most difficult fitna is the fitna of the women. And this is the fitna that Prophet Yusuf alayhi salam faced. Benefit number 22. And hear me carefully, because I really want to share with you something, and I'm hoping that I can explain it well so that you can understand it. So if you don't understand it, you blame me that I did not explain it well. I'm going to say it in Arabic first and then give the meanings in English. يَعْظُمُ الْأَجْرُ عَلَى تَرْكِ الذَّنْبِ مَعْ وُجُودِ الْمُقْتَضَى. هذا كلام ابن القيم. Don't blame me. يعظم الأجر على ترك الذنب مع وجود المقتضى. يعني هذا الكلام. If you have a reason, rather a need to disobey, you could justify your disobedience and you leave the sin, your reward what? Increases. Shall I say this again? You have a reason to disobey, justified. And our example here will be Yusuf. The scholars have mentioned 12 reasons for Yusuf to fall in this sin. And I'll share them with you. Just 10 maybe. So the reward is what? Higher. سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. One of them is what? رجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. Yusuf will be the head of that group in the day of resurrection. 7 kinds of people who will be called out of the heat. الشمس يا إخوة, the sun in the day of resurrection, كما في حديث المقداد, تدنو من رؤوس الخلائق مقدار ميل, a distance of a mile. The sun. And this is not our sun, by the way. The sun of the day of resurrection is 10 times the sun of this world. هذا الحديث في المستدرك, حديث سلمان الفارسي رضي الله عنه. تدنو الشمس من رؤوس الخلائق مقدار ميل. The people will be sweating and drowning in their sweat. Drowning in their sweat. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, some of them will have their sweat reaches here. And they will be drowning. You see, in the day of resurrection, we're going to be given another body that can handle this. That you actually drown, but you do not die. You know, we used to have that singer back in Egypt. Inni atanaffasu tahta al-ma, inni aghraq, aghraq, aghraq. You remember something like that? It's the same thing. That I'm breathing under the water. Huh? How do you breathe under the water? Huh? Hakada. This type. Drowning, but look. Waji'a yawma'idhin bi jahannam. The hellfire will be brought into the place of gathering. So when I tell you that seven people will be shaded under the throne of Allah, when there is no shade but the shade of the throne of Allah, هذه المعاني لابد أن تصحب. You must visualize this. These meanings must accompany the hadith. ولا إيه؟ ها؟ وجيء يومئذ بجهنم في صحيح الإمام مسلم حديث عبد الله بن مسعود يؤتى بجهنم لها سبعون ألف زمام مع كل زمام سبعون ألف ملك يجرونها. The hellfire will be brought, huh? Right there. And then you will be taken out of what? Out of this mess. And subhanAllah, a lot of times when you're in a busy, I still remember this when I was in DC. So sometimes you end up in an elevator, you know, going up one of these high-rise buildings. Huh? You end up standing, and the elevator is so crowded. So you end up standing next to someone who did not take a shower in the morning. You know that kind? And you're like, man, when I'm going to get out there? Imagine the day of resurrection. Standing on his stranded legs. And then you're called, come. Come out of this. Go under that shade. هكذا. يعظم الأجر. مع وجود المقتضى. طيب, let's see what justifications I'm talking about here. Here it is. وراودته. She seduced him. المرأة يا إخوة دائما هي المطلوبة. The woman is always the one who is what? Asked. That's why في شريعتنا يعني the regular thing is what? A man goes to what? Ask a woman for what? Marriage. When she is the one who is seducing, huh? Normally if you like somebody, you try what? But she is the one who is seducing. وراودته. And by the way, هذا الفعل راودة, it does not mean that by all the sudden she just asked him to do that. No. راودة means what? This is happening for a while. She started hinting. You know, like the concept of نظرة, a look, then a smile, then a text message. Well, they didn't have cellular phones then. Maybe an email. Oh, they didn't have an email. You see the danger, brothers, of mixing? See the danger of mixing? ولذلك سبحان الله تجد في ديننا في القرآن قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا يا الله. Tell the believing men to do what? To lower their gaze and to guard their special, their private what? Parts from committing what? The intercourse. Do you look and then you commit the intercourse? Do you? Impossible. There is maybe time, a long time between the two. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you the easiest thing that you can avoid. Right here. If you're able to avoid this one, then for sure you're not going to get into the second one. Because what happens? You look, man, she's beautiful. And then you start thinking, and then you start developing these feelings inside you, and then you would want to look again. That's why what? Lower the gaze is the easiest. Oh, subhanallah, هناك حديث, I know it's authentic. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, if you turn away, if you lower your gaze, if there is a cougar walking in front of you, and you lower your gaze, you do like this. أورث الله قلب هذا الرجل حلاوة. You will do it. Try it one time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place sweetness in your heart. Sweetness. Better than actually looking at this female. This is the danger. This is the danger. Here is Al-Aziz brought this beautiful man next to his wife. Of course, he said to her, he's our son. But she knows that this is not our son. You cannot lie to yourself. And now she started what? Seducing him. She started showing interest to him. Oh, she's interested in me. Huh? وراودته. Two. اسمع هذه. أنا وراودته التي هو في بيتها. يا الله. Where is he living? Huh? In her what? House. Normally, if you go to another person's house, you do what? Huh? Look around you. Anybody watching you? No. He's living in the house. Nobody's going to ask, what is he doing here? What is he doing here? Because he lives where? In her house. In her house. And that's his place of residence. That is number two. Huh? وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه. Number three. وغلقت. Not وغلقت. في هنا ايه؟ تفعيل. Exaggeration. غلقت. She locked. يعني أهل العلم قالوا, they said seven doors. She locked seven doors. One door after another, after another, after another, after another. وغلقت الأبواب. She locked the doors. Now, a man and a woman by themselves, who is their third? الشيطان. سبحان الله يا أخي, تسمع هذه الأحاديث وتسمع بعض المسلمين الآن, some of them say, no, but I trust myself. يا رجل, ده ربنا يقول لك الشيطان تالتك. انت هتعرف اكثر من ربك. انت هتغني. Do you know better than your Lord? الا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. Doesn't the one who created know? Huh? لا. Don't place yourself in a room with a woman who is not محرم to you. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كما أخرج البخاري من حديث ابن عباس, لا يخلون رجل بامرأة إلا مع ذي محرم منها. You can't. She locked all the doors. She actually expressed her desire in words. And she said what? هيت لك. I'm beautifying myself for what? Huh? For you. Imagine this, brothers. Imagine Yusuf did not. He's not going to be shaded under the throne of Allah in the day of resurrection just easy like that. Look at all of this. All of these. Huh? All of these are reasons for him to fall into what? Into that sin. Anybody will say, well, she's the one who called me. Well, she locked the door on me. كان شابا. He was a young man. Youth. Youth, by the way, is the age when you have what? That desire. When you're youth. ولذلك سبحان الله يعني رب العالمين يعجب. He is amazed. Allah is amazed at a young man who has this but he does not go and process it in haram. له صبوة. يعني he is guarding himself. She was his mistress. صحيح ولا لا؟ كانت سيدته. سيدة. Normally your master, or your mistress, you try to do what? To obey them. You try to obey them. He was a slave. والعبد. Normally a slave is somebody who is what? يعني his standards are the same as the standard of a free man. I'm a slave, so what? يقول لك ده عبد. شوف مولى is a slave. He was a stranger. He was not from Egypt. Normally when you're in your community, you cannot do that stuff. But when you go outside, that's why they travel outside. They go to Sin City and they go to Maui and Hawaii and Miami. They go to these places. We're going on a vacation, they tell you. Or they go to Europe. Because around, not good, غريب إيه؟ يقول لك يا مغرب إيه؟ غرب. You're a stranger. خلاص, nobody knows you. So what? All of these are... she was extremely beautiful woman. Actually, you'll find this in... even so, we don't know about it in the Quran, but in the Talmud, in the book of Genesis, actually they said Zulaikha was extremely beautiful woman. She was extremely beautiful. Besides, she's what? Prestigious. Prestigious. And she had authority. You know, she was very authoritarian woman. You know, when her husband found out about what she did, what did he say to her? Yusuf, أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك. يا سلام على الرجولة واستغفري لذنبك يا خويا. And ask Allah to forgive you. ده كلام. هددته بالسجن. They threatened him with what? ولقد راودته عن نفسه ولئن لم يفعل ما آمره لا يسجنن. طب واحد يقول له طب انا اروح السجن ليه يا عم؟ Why should I go to jail? طب السجن ولا ده؟ Just to show you. كل هذه, all of these are what? Reasons, justifications to fall in the sin. Now, in spite of all these odds, and you say no because of the fear of Allah, then you deserve a greater reward. This is what I meant. الأجر يعظم على ترك الذنب مع وجود مقتضى الذنب. مقتضى يعني the need that you have a justification to commit the sin. You have a reason to commit the sin. You could justify it and you say no, your reward is what? Is greater in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Vice versa. Look at this now. وَيَعْظُمُ الذَّنْبُ. And the punishment is greater. عَلَى فِعْلِ الذَّنْبِ. When you commit a sin, when you do not have a reason to commit it. يعني هذا الكلام في صحيح الإمام مسلم حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says ثلاثة, three kinds of people, لا ينظر الله إليهم يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم. Three kinds of people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never look at in the day of resurrection. Meaning here the mercy, He will not show them any mercy. Listen to those three. شيخ زان, ملك كذاب, عائل المستكر. طب what those three have shared here? What is it? شيخ زان. شيخ مش شيخ يعني الشيخ كريم. لا يعني شيخ يعني إيه؟ يعني old man. ها؟ old. Old man commits adultery. طب يا أخي اخزى على دمك. Commit adultery when you're old. ها؟ Do you need? ما أنت خلاص تشطيب. You're finishing up. Why do you need to do this? ها؟ شيخ زان. شوف. تو ملك كذاب. A king who lies. طب أنت king. أنت ملك. Why do you need to lie? Huh? Why do you need to lie as a king? You're in control. Do you need to lie? You do not need to lie. إلا إذا كان الكذب ملك في نفس هذا الرجل. عائل مستكبر. An arrogant poor. شوف الكومبينيشن. طب if you're poor, why would you need to be arrogant? Huh? Unless arrogance is what? A trait. You're arrogant. You know these guys who hold these signs in the street. Homeless. You know, some money. You know, they ask for some of these guys, I tell you something, if you approach them, amazing. I mean, especially in the, down in the East Coast, it's a career there. I think it's a profession. It's becoming like a mafia now. So I went and I gave in a dollar for the guy. Just $1? I looked at him like, that's all I got. I said, just take it back. I said, why? Don't you need the money? He said, no. Take it back. هذا النوع عائل مستكبر فقير poor and he's what مش بعض الفقراء كده go to somebody to try to help him is like he shows you arrogance that turns you off totally نفس الطريقة هكذا ف the case of our character here يوسف عليه السلام he had reasons to fall into this sin But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivered him. Why did he deliver him? We come to benefit number 23. Because he approached the right source. اسمع, listen. وَرَاوَدَتْهُ الَّتِي هُوَ فِي بَيْتِهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابَ وَقَالَتْ هَيْتَ لَكَ What did he say? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ يا الله هذا هو المعنى المعنى هذا جميل جميل beautiful meaning أن تلجأ إلى ربك that you turn to Allah because by the way you by yourself you cannot come out of this يا إخوة هذا الموقف this situation 99.9 never come out of it وفي عمل هذا العمل حرك الحجر. This act, this deed moved a rock without anybody touching it. حديث الغار ها؟ حديث ابن عمر في الصحيحين. One of the three people who got into the cave and a huge rock blocked the cave and they had to seek the means which is lawful in our religion to use the righteous deeds. And look at this man, what he said. Allahumma innaka ta'lam. Oh Allah, you know that I had a cousin of mine, ibnatu am. I used to be so in love with her. So in love with her. Ashad ma yuhibbu al-rijal al-nisa. More than any man loving a woman. And her father giving her in marriage to someone else. هنا الفتنة. وذلك العشق هذا داء. ربنا نجيكم. العشق داء. Love, you know that love that they sing in the blues all the time in the, is a disease. Disease. Oh Allah, you know that I had a cousin and she got married to somebody else. And I was a wealthy person. I was rich. And her husband ran into a financial crisis. They needed money. Of course, she came to her cousin asking for a loan. Can you give me some money? He said, what? No, until I have you unlawfully, haram, commit adultery with you. Very chaste woman. She said, A'udhu billah. No. No. Now she went around asking in the community, can you give me a loan? Can you give me a loan? Huh? Can you give me a loan? Islam brothers developed the institution of zakat for this. We know from Hadith Abi Huraira, who was in Sahih Bukhari, that a man from Bani Israel wanted to give a sadaqah at night in secret. One of these nights, he placed it into a hand of a prostitute. Prostitute. Huh? And in the morning, the people said that, listen, a prostitute received a sadaqah last night. Baghi. He became upset that I gave a sadaqah to a prostitute. Then he saw an angel who came to him, listen, ya hada, Allah accepted your sadaqah. This woman was committing adultery, was doing this because she needed money. And your sadaqah sufficed her. Now she doesn't have to do this anymore. Tabat, khalas, sadaqah bta'atak, kafatha. Here is the woman, in order not to fall into the sin, she goes around and asking the people for help. Nobody helped her. Nobody. So she had to come back to her cousin. جلس منها. He sat in front of her. But she reminded him with one word. She said to him, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Fear Allah. This is haram. The words went into his heart like, فَقُمْتُ عَنْهَا. He said this, فَقُمْتُ عَنْهَا. I stood up and I left. After she reminded me of Allah. شوف هذا العمل. And he left her with the money. هذا العمل, this deed, moved the rock. عمل عظيم, عظيم, that you find yourself in that position. The only one who can deliver you from that position is Allah. That is why Yusuf عليه السلام is what? معاذ الله. Seek refuge with Allah. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه. لأن في هذا المقام ذكر الله صعب. In that position, the remembrance of Allah is what? It's not in the map. So when you bring it, one of the things that we read in the Israelites, subhanAllah, these verses, they got a lot of share of Israelites in the books of tafsir. One of the things that we read, that the wife of Al-Aziz had a sanam. Sanam. بسموه sanam. Statue. Idol. Idol. In the room where she locked the doors. And before she approached him, she actually went and covered it. Covered it. يعني هذه إسرائيليات لا نصدقها ولا إيه. We do not what? Believe it, we do not believe it. بس موجودة في الكتب. فهي بتعمل إيه? What are you doing? I don't want my idol what? My God what? I don't want my God to see me. Well, he said, my God sees me. Allah sees me. You cannot veil my God. فذكر الله في هذا المقام turns you what? Turns you off. يعني if you are in that position and somebody reminds you with Allah, you're off. You're going to be thrown off. But you intentionally in that position say, ma'ad Allah. Allah will deliver you. Who said this? Huh? وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا. Imagine Jibreel in a form of a man. بَشَرًا إيه؟ And he entered into Maryam's room. He entered into her room. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا. By all the sudden she saw this human being who is supposed to be an angel in her room. What did she say? قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقي. شوف. I seek refuge with الرحمن. If you know who's الرحمن. فلما يقال هذا الكلام في قصة معروفة في السيرة في صحيح البخاري, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تزوج من امرأة. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم عقد على امرأة. He did a marriage contract with a woman. Somehow she was a Bedouin or something. She did not really get it. And somehow somebody told her, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم approaches you, tell him, أعوذ بالله منك. He will like that. So when the Prophet ﷺ approaches you, say what to him? I seek refuge with Allah from you. فدخل عليها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet ﷺ entered. And she said, أعوذ بالله منك. You know what the Prophet ﷺ said? استعذت بمعاذ. Go. Done. Yeah. So when you seek refuge with Allah, that's why Maryam is telling Jibreel what? In kunta, alayhi salam, kunta what? If you know what that means, he can destroy you now. Subhanallah, qarin bin hada, bin Yusuf, ubin ibn Nuh. Ta'arifun inna Sayyidina Nuh, alayhi salam, he was sent to his people. Allah promised him to save his family, the righteous of them. And Allah told him to build an ark because earth will drown. So, وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ. The ship is sailing amongst waves as huge as mountains. فَنُوح spotted his son. My son is not on the ship. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ ابْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ يَا بُنَيْ كَمْ اِرْكَبْ مَعْنَا. What did he say? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ سَآوِ قَالَ سَآوِ إِلَى قَالَ سَآوِ إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. لا, طلب العصمة في الإيه؟ He seeks protection where? And there are situations when you have no resort but who? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusuf alayhi salam, he immediately, in spite of all these temptations that he received, in spite of all these justifications that he could justify committing that sin, yet he seeked refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is something that I think worthy of explaining. He said, ma'ad Allah. And then he said what? Innahu Rabbi ahsana mathwai. In the overwhelming majority of the books of tafsir, they say Rabbi here refers to who? To who? العزيز. وهذا الكلام يعني والله أعلم أنا يعني فيه رد. يعني فيه رد. هو فعلا العزيز is the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used for him to be treated well in the house. But وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِن whatever ni'mah you have is from who? From Allah. These are just means. Just to give the benefit of the doubt and the understanding too of the Arabic language, the word Rabb can be used for others than Allah. Others than what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ممكن تقول رب الأسرة رب مش عارف إيه. بس for a prophet, but for a prophet to say to another person that he is my Rabb, never in the Quran. Never. Not even one single occasion. In the stories of all the prophets, that one of the prophets said to another human being that Rabbi, he called him with Rabbi. The second thing is Yusuf alayhi salam was very clear throughout the story, throughout the surah, that he is trying to differentiate between his Rabb and their what? Arbab. Ya sahibay sijni, arbabun متفرقون خير أم الرب اللي هو الإيه الله. فيوسف عليه السلام made this clear to them. But based on that understanding that we have, even so سيدنا يوسف عليه السلام meant that my Lord is the one who treated me well, but what means here that enabled Yusuf to be treated this way is what? Al-Aziz. Now, did Al-Aziz do Yusuf a favor or not? He brought him out of the market. He placed him in his house. And he tells his wife what? Huh? Treat him well. Then should you go and sleep with his wife? Huh? What do you think about it? How does this sound? Sound terrible. Huh? Terrible. يعني الإنسان شاكر. Grateful. You need to be grateful to the people. Someone who did you a favor, you harm him? How would you do that? With what guts? Show some gratefulness, at least. But we know that Yusuf alayhi salam did not do this just for this. Yusuf alayhi salam, يعني سبحان الله الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم was one of the best in this. When the prisoners of Badr, when the Muslims imprisoned some of the disbelievers of Mecca after the battle of Badr, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم made a statement that out of this world, if المطعم ابن عدي would come to intercede to freedom, I would have done it for him. Al-Mut'ab ibn Adi is kafir, not a Muslim. Why did the Prophet ﷺ say that? Anybody knows why? Why? Huh? Huh? Ajarahu yawm al-Ta'if, ahsant. When the Rasul ﷺ returned from al-Ta'if, his uncle is dead. No protection for him in Mecca. Al-Ta'if people chased him out of Mecca. He stood in the outskirts of Mecca and he sent Zayd looking for protection. Who given him the protection? Al-Mut'am ibn Adi. فيقول لك لو جاءني المطعم ابن عدي I will free them for him. Because of what? Huh? Shakir. Being grateful. حتى المطعم كافر. المطعم is not Muslim. بس هو يعني he died as a non-Muslim. But just to show you that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best in doing this. طيب. قال معاذ الله إنه ربي أحسن مثواي. Here is benefit number 25. إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. الزنا, adultery is injustice that you commit. You commit injustice to another human being. Because if you think about it, you're sleeping with a daughter of a father. You're sleeping with a sister of a brother. You're sleeping with a mother of a son. ولذلك في مسند الإمام حديث أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه, a young man approached the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم when he was sitting with his companions, while he's standing up, he said, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, إئذن لي بالزنا. Give me permission to commit adultery. The companion stood and they're about to, Rasul Salam قال, أدنو, leave him, أدنو, come closer. شوف, أترضى هذا لأمك؟ Would you like your mother to do this? Would you like someone to do this to your mother? قال لا. He said no. وكذا الناس, وهكذا الناس. Also people. People here are the الناس هنا, لفظ الناس هنا يشمل الكافر والمسلم. ما تقوليش ده غير مسلمة. ها؟ الزنا, by the way, something that الفطرة, your instinct, if you still have a clean instinct, if you still have a clean fitra, refuses it. يعني when Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله, when Uthman ibn Affan رضي الله عنه, الخوارج, when they came to kill him in his house, you know what he said to them? لما تقتلونني? Why are you killing me? والله, by Allah, إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, لا يحل دم امرئ مسلم إلا في إحدى ثلاث. A Muslim is not to be killed but because of three things: كفر بعد إيمان, أو إسلام, turning into كفر after إسلام, and I'm still a Muslim, huh? Two, وزنا بعد إحصان, and committing adultery after getting married. Look what he said. والله, by Allah, ما زنيت في جاهلية ولا إسلام. I have never committed adultery in my jahiliya nor after my Islam. In the fitra, by instinct, fitra. في تفسير الآية, يا أيها النبي إذا جاءك المؤمنات يبايعنك على أن لا يشركن بالله شيئا ولا يسرقن ولا يزنين. حديث عبادة بن الصامت في صحيح الإمام البخاري, when the women came to give the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم a pledge, the pledge, البيعة, الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said, and that you do not commit adultery. You know Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, said, you know what she said? يا رسول الله, أو تزني الحرة؟ Shame. وهي لسه, she's just becoming a Muslim. فما تقول لي, أقول لك, وكذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's telling the young man, وكذلك الناس, الناس مسلم غير مسلم, they don't like their mothers to, يا أخي أنت تعير بزنا أهلك, ولا تعير بكفرهم. You will feel disgrace if somebody tells you that one of your family members committed adultery, but you will not feel disgrace if they tell you he's kafir, he's not Muslim. You do not feel disgrace. لأنك تعرف إن الإيمان اللي إنك لا تهدي, ولكن الله يهدي, إنك لا تهدي من أحباب. بس الزنا, أم زانية, shame, not good. أترضاه لأمك؟ Would you like this to your mother? He said no. طيب, أترضاه لابنتك؟ If you have a daughter, would you like your daughter to commit adultery? He said no. وهكذا الناس. أترضاه لأختك؟ Because you want to get a permission to go and commit adultery. You're going to end up committing adultery with a mother, with a sister, with a daughter. That's what you're going to, but another person. If something that you do not like for yourself, why do you like it for other people? You tell me why. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أترضاه لأختك أترضاه لعمتك أترضاه لخالتك. He named. He said no. At the end, the Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, he placed his hand on his heart and دعا له. Subhanallah, هذا الدعاء. If you are into this, it'd be beautiful دعاء. اللهم طهر قلبه واغفر ذنبه وحصن فرجه. Oh Allah, purify his heart that he does not have these feelings anymore, and make his طهر قلبه, and forgive his sins and make him chaste. حصن فرجه. فالزنا ظلم. الزنا ظلم توقعه على غيرك من الناس. Add to this, يا أخي, how do you know that this woman is not going to get pregnant? If you're committing adultery with a married wife, هذه المرأة, this woman will carry a baby maybe from this man, and she ends up having a child in her family from adultery. Mess, big mess. And what amazes you now, when they get pregnant and they have to kill the baby, doing what they call it here? Abortion. ولذلك سبحان الله تجد الآية بتاعت الزنا في سورة الإسراء جاءت بين قتلين. شوف, ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم. Do not kill your children because of the fear of what? Of hunger. We provide for you and them. Then, ولا تقربوا الزنا. Do not come near adultery. Then comes in the list. ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. Kill. There is something has to do with killing here. A woman go and gets pregnant out of woodlock, and then she goes and she has to perform a portion because shame having a baby out of woodlock. ما ينفع. Or cheating, going to do a surgery in order to turn herself into a virgin again. Cheating, deceiving, cheating. كل هذا problems. Cheating. ظلم. You commit injustice to the other people. ظلم للمجتمع. You're committing injustice to the society, to the community. يا أخي, هناك آية في سورة النور والله تفزع لها. إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة. Those who love, just love, يحبون هي العمل القلب, that you like adultery to spread in the community, just you liking this. He said, man, I wish it's a free society where you can just, you liken this, they will have a punishment. What about actually contributing to it? If you commit adultery, you're contributing to it. فظلم, ظلم للمجتمع. ظلم للمجتمع. Brings animosity. ولذلك سبحان الله من الحكم أحيانا الرجم الزاني, عفوا جلد الزاني وتغريب سنة. يقول لك تغريب سنة. That he must leave what? Down, because I wouldn't like somebody walking around when he has committed. You wouldn't like it in a typical society, by the way, Muslim society, where culture, where tradition still enforced. If somebody does this sin, he normally leaves, because if he stays, is not, people look down upon him. People just look down upon him. وهكذا. Subhanallah, الزنا, adultery brings a collective punishment. اسمع لهذا الحديث, حديث ابن عمر في سنن الإمام ابن ماجه, والحديث صحيح. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم one day he said, يا معشر المهاجرين, O immigrants, خمس خصال, five things. If they happen, then you will receive five punishment. One of them, لم تظهر الفاحشة في قوم قط إلا فشى فيهم الطاعون والأمراض التي لم تكن في أسلافهم. الفاحشة, adultery, is widespread in a community, but Allah will start making them taste diseases, epidemics that they did not have in their ancestors. Cow mad disease, mad cow disease, snake disease. We had some other chicken disease, chicken cow, chicken mad, mad chicken. Adult AIDS. Where are all these diseases? Where? Did they experience them before? Every day. Flu. Chicken flu is called chicken flu. Chicken flu. Here you go. Chicken flu. It's the first time you hear these things. Amrad, you never heard about it. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ. That الْفَاحِشَة, adultery spread. But what? إِلَّا فَشَى فِيهُمُ الطَّاعُونَ. But they will start having diseases. فالزنا ظلم للغير. ولذلك يوسف بيقول, ما هو يوسف بيقول ايه؟ انه ربي احسن مثواي انه لا يفلح الظالمون. I don't want to commit ظلم. This is injustice. Do you want me to commit this injustice? No, I'm not going to commit this injustice. Because injustice to yourself, injustice to the community at large, injustice to another human being, injustice to yourself, how? سبحان الله يكفيك هذا الحديث, حديث أبي هريرة وابن عباس في الصحيحين. اسمع, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. A person when he commits adultery, when he's doing it, he's not a believer. ينزع, ابن عباس said, ينزع منه الإيمان هكذا. إيمان is lifted from him. أبو هريرة did like this. He actually took the shirt off. What guarantees you have that you're not going to die without? Huh? But don't understand that. Don't misunderstand me that نحن لا نكفر بالكبيرة. We're not saying he's a كافر. بس معه أصل الإيمان. أصل الإيمان اللي هو الإيه? What is the origin of الإيمان? الإسلام. هو مسلم. مسلم. بس الآن لأن أنت, because if you are a believer, you believe in what? What is the first component of belief? Is what? الإيمان وأن تؤمن. طب one of the attributes of Allah is the all hearer, the all seer. Allah is seeing you, so you don't have that إيمان anymore. It's lifted from you. لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن. In the graveyard. في حديث سمر بن جندب, حديث الرؤيا. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he was taken in a journey by جبريل وميكائيل, look at this. فأتيت على مثل التنور. Listen, this. I came to an oven. Something looks like an oven. The top of it, the upper part of it is what? Narrow. And the lower part is what? Wide. And underneath it, there is fire. And there are people, there is a hole that I looked from there. I saw naked men and women inside that oven. And there is water. So the heat will what? Will cause the water to do what? Go up, 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 up. And while they are yelling loud, oh, oh, yelling from the heat. And then as soon as they reach the tip, then temperature what? Down. Then temperature up. Down. Imagine, this is the punishment in the graveyard for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لما سأل جبريل, when he asked جبريل, من هذا, من هؤلاء يا أخي يا جبريل, who are those يا أخي يا جبريل, قال هؤلاء الزواني, الزانيات والزواني من أمتك. Those are the adulterer and the adulteresses, the adulterers and the adulteresses from your ummah. هكذا, this is the punishment in the graveyard. This is the punishment in the graveyard. And like we said, you could contact diseases and so forth. فهذه الجريمة يا إخوة عظيمة, عظيمة. And this is benefit number 26, and we're going to close with this, inshallah. Subhanallah, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram. And you must have ghira about it, by the way. You must have ghira. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at one time he said to Mu'adh, لَأَنَا أَغْيَرُ مِن مُعَادٍ. لن أغير من سعد، ها؟ لن أغير من سعد، والله أغير منا، ولذلك حرم الفواحش. ليس شيء أغير من الله، ولذلك حرم الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. When a person commits adultery, makes Allah angry. Makes Allah angry. Makes Allah angry. And look at the punishment. That's why the punishment is what? Severe. Huh? Severe. وأنزل كتابا، يعني أنزل سورة في 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 هذا. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم also mentioned that subhanallah, every time that he would take a covenant bay'ah from any of the companions, do not commit adultery, do not commit adultery. طبعا, and this is inshallah the final benefit inshallah. Asha, is that what, 10?
No,
55. Yeah, can we do this one please? Huh? Just this one. Okay. I'll make sure that you don't. I'm not going to do this. Just do this one. Just this one, okay? Right. في سورة في كتابنا سموها بسورة الستر والعفاف. يا الله على هذا. ما أروع, ما أجمل هذه السورة. I wish one of these days I could sit like this and explain it to you. What surah I'm talking about? سورة النور, the light. سبحان الله. اسمع, سورة أنزلناها وفرضناها وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات لعلكم تذكرون. This is the beginning of the surah. And right away, look at this. الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما 100 جلدة ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة وليشهد ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وليشهد عذابهما طائفة من المؤمنين. So non-Muslims, when they read that stuff, by the way, they get scared. It's scary. That surah is scary. Look how the surah begins. The adulteresses. Why did the surah begin with the female? Why? في عندك الآية الأخرى في المائدة, السارق والسارقة, the thief male and the thief what? Female. Began with what? Because normally the woman is the initiator. And we're not trying to be anti-women here, but this is the way it is. Okay? If a woman walks around like insane, but the women normally are, they invite, they, you know, they offer the invitation. That is why it began with what? Azzaniya to azzani. Flag them what? 100 times. Shuf. Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of mankind. And don't you dare say compassion and love. Don't say وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةً. Don't. هذا حد. Huh? And let some people stand and watch this. What is the wisdom? Huh? تَبِّلَّهِ عَلَيْكَ. By Allah, you take your son and you watch an adulterer or adulteress being flogged. And your son asks you, Daddy, why they are flogging him? He committed adultery, my son. Ins. Wallah maha. Ins. End of story. End of story. Wala mahtaj ta'aleem. Wala khalas. Insa. Hada shara. Deen. Deen. Protection, immunity, خلاص. But then look at this now. Look. I just want to show you this surah is the light for this issue. But don't go around now and accuse people of adultery. You must provide how many what? How many what? For what? witnesses who saw. ولذلك ما يوجد. There is no way you can. Normally in our deen, the only time, to my knowledge, I could be wrong, where the had was established when like mass, he came, I committed adultery. الأول is self what? Confession. ماعز والغامدية, we committed adultery. But for you to prove this is what? Almost. Impossible. And if you have three witnesses who saw this and you're missing the fourth, حد في ظهرك. والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم 80 جلدة. If you have three witnesses only, not the fourth, and you're unable to provide the fourth witness, you will be flogged 80 times for false what? Testimony. Look at this now. Then Islam tells you, listen, we're not thirsty to flog and stone people to death. The flogging is the had for A, the unmarried. Stoning to death is the had for who? The married in Islam. Yani subhanallah, if you are a married man and you commit adultery, you are a dead man walking. Dead man walking. Because for Sharia, mafruz in it, it's stoned to death. بس عشان ما في الشريعة ولا إمام ولا أمير خلاص. بس you are a dead man walking in the sight of Allah. You better quit. فاكر فتأتي إيه؟ Look at this now. سبحان الله. After this emotional, harsh beginning of the surah, then Allah سبحانه وتعالى tells you, listen. Here is what you need to do in order to avoid this from happening to begin with. هذه السورة, by the way, this سورة النور. عائشة رضي الله عنها said what? Dare you have a daughter, you send her to her husband's house without teaching her سورة النور. Dare you. Umar ibn Khattab رضي الله عنه sent to the people of the Kufa, teach, علموا نساءكم سورة النور. Teach your wives and your daughters سورة النور. Then the surah starts offering how to stop this from happening. Five things. And inshallah I'm going to just say the title so we can pray. وأسيبكم النهاردة inshallah. Just the title. Number one, it is haram to look at other women you're not supposed to look at. Haram to look at magazines. Haram to look at the internet. Haram. قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم. Tell the believing men to lower their gaze. ويحفظوا فروجهم. Only the men. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ. Also the women, they are supposed to lower their gaze. This is one. وَلِذَلِكْ شُرْعَ الْإِسْتِئْذَانِ. This is all in the surah. This to stop this from happening. Do not look. Do not look. Because if you look, you will desire. And if you desire, then you will start finding a way to it. I met her by accident. What accident? You're going to start to find a way. So don't look. This is the easiest step to stop this. Don't look. ولذلك شرع الاستئذان في ديننا. You know, you watch these American pictures where you go to a house of the neighbor. Hello. You know, they show this in the... Hello. And then the door is open. Anybody here? And they do what? Can you do this as a Muslim? يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا أي تستأذنوا وَتُسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. Don't enter the house of another person without seeking what? Why? The Nabi said what? إِنَّمَا شُرِعَ الْإِسْتِئْذَانُ مِنْ أَجْلِ النَّظَرِ. This is to stop you from, because if you enter without a permission, you may end up doing what? Seeing a wife of your brother, not decent. La. How many times? Knock. One time. Nobody answered. Two times. You can wait a little bit. Nobody answered. Third time, then what? Done. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَجِدُوا فِيهَا أَحَدًا فَلَا تَدْخُلُوهَا حَتَّى يُؤْذَنَ لَكُمْ وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ ارْجِعُوا ارجع. Don't take it personal. Go back. Huh? Why? The Nabi ﷺ, one of these days, he saw one of the people looking at his house from the door knob. They call it the door knob or something like that. Huh? He had a comb in his hand. He said, Wallahi, I was about to poke your eye. And you know what he said to him? إِنَّمَا شُرِعَ الْإِسْتِئْذَانُ مِنْ أَجْلِ النَّظَرِ. That's why Allah prescribed asking permission. Not to look. You're looking. That is why, by the way, it is not good to be standing in the streets. And I see a lot of our brothers, a lot of our youth standing when the sisters are going out of the masjid. Huh? They're standing to the side doing like this. Huh? As the imam is not paying attention. إياكم هو حديث أبي سعيد صحيح مسلم إياكم والجلوس في الطرقات أو على الطرقات. Dare you sit on the roads? Don't sit on the roads. قالوا يا رسول الله ما لنا بد. They said, oh messenger of Allah, we have to. قال, if you have to, then you have to do those four. Number one is what? فأعطوا الطريق حقه. Give the road its right. What are the rights of the road? Number one is what? غض البصر. You cannot be standing in front of the masjid and just looking at and sparring the sisters going back and forth. Huh? Don't do that. Lower your gaze if you have to stand there. حرام يحرم هذا حرام حرام. غض البصر, رد السلام, كف الأذى, أمر بالمعروف ونهي عن المنكر. Lowering your gaze, answering the salam. If somebody says assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, kafful adha, don't stand and say, oh, you see him? Huh? I got this car. Where did he get it from? Riba, 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 haram, riba. Kafful adha. Don't do that. Enjoying good forbid evil. Taqad. Hatta al-awlad, awladak. Ya ikhwa Allah, hadi surah baraka.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا ليستأذنكم الذين ملكت أيمانكم والذين لم يبلغوا الحلم منكم ثلاث مرات.
Your children must ask permission to enter into your bedroom, you and your wife, at these following times.
من قبل صلاة الفجر.
When you sleep at night, until fajr time.
وحين تضعون ثيابكم من الظهيرة.
When you take your nap at noon.
ومن بعد صلاة العشاء. ثلاث عورات لكم.
Don't allow your child to enter to your room when you are with your wife and he ends up seeing you in a position that will stay in the memory of your child for a long time. Don't. شوف الدين بتاع, شوف شريعتنا يا إخوة, شوف والله دين, دين كامل, دين كامل. Beautiful, beautiful شريعة. Beautiful شريعة. All of this is what? To deal with what? Huh? With what? ما هي العين هذا؟ الصاروخ. This is one. Quickly, inshallah, تحريم الخلوة والاختلاط. Number two, don't mix with the women. That is why, يا أخي, في أطهر بقاع الأرض, in the purest places, in the face of this earth, في المساجد. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the women they pray, where? Behind. Not because the women are supposed to be behind us. La. To do what? Separate. Look at our weddings now and our how they mixing and touching. حاجة غريبة ولا تحس إنك في بلاد مسلمين.
مش بلاد مسلمين هنا ولا ايه؟ حتى هناك في البلاد. طيب الحجاب يسدى حجاب عند قرآن. تيجي السيستر تقول لك اسدى حجاب عند قرآن يا شيخ. يس عند قرآن. والله في القرآن يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك وبناتك ونساء المؤمنين يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن ذلك أدنى أن يعرفن فلا يؤذين. الحجاب comes in number 5 and with this we close inshallah. الزواج. Marry. 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 Huh? سبحان الله. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يا معشر الشباب أو يوث من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج. Huh? You will find this culture developing now. Well, I have to finish college. Finish college. What are you going to do about this? It's a problem. Why don't you marry يا راجل؟ إيه المشكلة لما تتزوج؟ Huh? Fine now in order for you to get married in back in the Muslim countries. You need to be a millionaire now to marry. Wallahi, you need to be a millionaire. You have to go buy all these type of things. To marry right now, you're jobless to begin with. They do not have jobs there. And you must have at least $15,000 to $20,000 in Egypt. I just got one of my family members, helped him out with his marriage. $15,000 just to get. Lee, why would you do this? If you are a father, it's better to tester ala abnatik. Huh? We should encourage marriage. And all of this, subhanAllah, this surah is beautiful. Inshallah, maybe on Friday I'm planning to talk about it fi khutbatul jum'ah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So those are how many benefits so far? 26, 27 benefits. Alhamdulillah, we covered 7 benefits today. Jazakumullahu khaira. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum.